Thank you for calling Yumi Jewelers. We are open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Please press 1 to talk with an associate during business hours. Press 2 if it is after hours and you would like to leave a message. Or press the star key to repeat this message. Thank you for calling Yumi Jewelers. We are open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Please press 1 to talk with an associate during business.
Thank you for calling Yumi Jewelers. This is Barb. How can I help you?
Oh, hi, Barb. This is Mick from RDI Diamonds. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Mick?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
Yeah.
Sitting here at my desk, realizing I hadn't talked to Katie in weeks. I went, that is enough of that. I got to give her a call.
Yeah. Well, she is right here.
Oh, lovely.
Hi.
But you don't call, you don't write.
Nope. I've been busy.
Busy's good.
I've been at dance competitions.
Oh, how'd that all go?
Good.
Yeah?
I'm still exhausted, but it was good.
All right. Do you have to take any of those dance moms out and teach them a lesson, or were they pretty
good? No, I kind of need to stay away. We have a really good dance philosophy in our studio, where it's more about making sure that the dancer is a well-rounded human being at the end.
Okay.
We don't care if they win the competition. We don't care. As long as they did their best and they tried their hardest and they were kind and, you know, and supported everybody, that's all that matters.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I really like it.
Yeah. Well, good. Now, did you have to travel or was it all local?
It was traveling 4 hours away to the Wisconsin Dells. I don't know if you've heard of it.
I haven't. I don't recall.
It's a spot 4 hours south of us where the glaciers didn't carve the land. So it's a really different area in Wisconsin where you can see a lot of rock formations that you can't anywhere else, and it's a really just interesting area because everything else is more flat because of the glaciers came through and carved the land.
Right.
So this is where they kind of like left a bunch of traces of just different rocks, and it's just a really interesting place. So they've turned it into a tourist destination, pretty much water parks.
Okay.
And some other fun things. And, you know, it was March, so it was too cold to do water parks outside.
Sure.
But we did do some fun things. We did an escape room type situation.
Okay.
And, yeah. But we were so busy with dance that we didn't have too much time to do much of anything else.
All right. Well, you went there with a purpose. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
All good things. What have you been up to?
Other than RJO, then IJO, and then I got back and was reminded that I had to go on vacation. So my
That was nice.
Well, I'm sure, you know, it's like we all like vacation, but is there ever really a good time to go on vacation? You know, there's...
No.
There's
always more things to do.
100%. So it was, oh, nope, you know what, you can't get sucked into, you know, your job isn't your life, so let's move on.
Yeah, which is easier said than done.
It is. So it took a couple extra days to kind of just relax and... you know, get with the program. But, yeah, went to Hilton Head, which I had never been to before.
Okay, and I've heard of it. Never been there.
So, yeah, it's an island off of, South Carolina-Georgia border.
Okay.
But, in fact, we flew into Savannah Airport and then got in a car service, and they drove. It was like an hour and 15-minute drive after that.
Oh, wow.
So, but once you're there, oh, my goodness. Like, you're right on the ocean. There's golf courses everywhere. It's actually a really interesting – the entire island is it, everything looks secluded, even though there's Walmart, there's everything that you would have in your daily life, but you don't
see
it.
Hey, just 1 minute.
Yep, sure.
My mom's calling me, and she normally doesn't. Hi. What's up? Yeah, that'd be great if you would. Well, you kind of get to pick any cheap hair gel that you want. If you could get, like, a big container for at home and then, like, a small one for traveling that was, like, the size of the last one, that would be great. Maybe. All right, thanks. Yeah. Oh, I never know what she's going to ask. Okay.
All right. So,
but it was nice because it, like, you were away, but you felt like you had everything you needed.
It was crazy. Like, here, I'll give you a really quick example. So I am at an intersection. My girlfriend has clients that literally stay there the entire winter. So they're
okay.
Like, we've got a huge place down here. Come and visit, and you know, we'll go golfing. We'll go do everything. Blah 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 blah. So he and I are on our way to a driving range, and we're sitting at an intersection. And I see this little sign right at about eye level, and it looks like it's about the size of a mailbox. And all it says is Burger King. And as we're driving, I look to my left, and you can act like. If you went through, like, if you go into their driveway, you can't see the Burger King from the road. Everything is set in around nature.
Oh, cool.
It's almost everything is like that. So it's like, it's just one of these things where you feel like you're in nature all the time. Everywhere you look, it's just nature, nature, nature. But if you look really closer, there's houses and there's buildings and there's businesses. Like, it's, you know. Right. Yeah, it's really very cool. So, that part was fun. It was just ultimately it was very relaxing. And I guess one of their big claims to nature fame is this is where a very specific sea turtle come and lay their eggs. At night, like, even the brightest light on the island is very dim because apparently the sea turtles are guided by the moon, by the moonlight.
So you don't want to screw that up.
You can't screw that. The entire island is dedicated to it. So it's like, from a
I
driving
like
perspective, it's kind of hard. You can't really see everything. But when you kind of draw back a little bit and think of why they're doing it, you go, oh, I get it. This is cool.
Exactly.
I've never been, and I probably will never go again because I don't think I could afford it. But, boy, it was a fun week.
All good things. I get that.
Yeah. So. And that was it. And then I realized I'm going through all my clients, getting rid of people that I didn't do anything with last year and kind of realigning, and I stumbled upon, yours, and I was like, oh, I haven't talked to Kenny in forever. So just thought I'd call you and say hello.
All right. Well, now I have to go.
All right. Talk to you later.
It was good to talk to you. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right.